Hey sisters, welcome back to another episode of the Finding Your Heart podcast, where we are trying to assist you as you embrace godly dating and live out your purpose here on this earth. So this season we have been talking about waiting and what to do in that process. And so today we are going to deal with actually being on standby. We talked about how sometimes our flights are delayed, our travel plans are canceled. So what do you do when you're in that standby moment? And I really want to encourage you to embrace the standby, because there are benefits. There are benefits when you are on standby. If you listen to the first podcast in this season, I talked about how I was put on standby or waiting list for a flight to come back to the United States from Germany. And what I didn't tell you was they reimbursed me for my entire flight cost. That's right. When I got back from the United States, I had a check in my mail for my entire flight cost. They also provided me some vouchers for meals and asked me if I needed a hotel room. So I want you to know that this waiting season and being on standby, being on pause, is loaded. It's loaded with so many benefits. So whether you find yourself intentionally single or waiting on a partner, this episode is really for you. So let's get into it. Okay, I'm not going to ignore the obvious that waiting can be tough. In a world that often prioritizes being in a relationship, being single can sometimes feel like you're in a holding pattern. Or I felt like that I was literally under a rock, and would anything ever break, would anybody ever discover the jewel that I knew that I was? And it could be frustrating, but it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to feel like you're under a rock. You don't have to be consumed with the thoughts of being in a holding pattern. In fact, this time of waiting, again, is filled with so many benefits, and it can be incredibly fruitful if we approach it with the right mindset. So it's time for a mindset shift. So how do we embrace the wait? How do we shift our mind? One powerful way to do this is through practicing gratitude. Instead of focusing on what we lack, let's shift our perspective to all the blessings we currently have. Yes, my sisters, this takes practice. The scripture lets us know in Philippians chapter 4, 11 through 12, I have learned to be content. Whatever the circumstances, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And the Apostle Paul, he wrote this scripture as he was traveling and telling people about Jesus Christ. Sometimes he was accepted, sometimes he wasn't, sometimes he had the things he needed, sometimes he didn't. But one thing that remained the same for him was that he had Jesus Christ, that he had a fulfillment that went beyond his current circumstance and what he was dealing with here on earth. So yes, there is a place in God that you can get, and the vehicle to get you there is gratitude. Is gratitude. Oh my goodness, everything else is pulling at our attention. Everything else is trying to make us focus on other things or not be grateful. But I'm going to tell you this, when you live a life of gratitude, you're not easily susceptible to frustration, depression, and doubt and defeat. All those D's, right? Another important aspect of thriving while on standby is cultivating a sense of purpose. During this time of your singleness, you should use this time to invest in yourself, invest in your passions and your personal growth. Take up hobbies, pursue education, volunteer in your community, or you could even embark on the adventure you've always dreamed of. This is not the time where you just consume yourself with church, even though I do love church work. I'm the first to probably be there and the last to leave, but there is more to life. How else Are you going to go out and compel others to come if you're always inside the church? But you know what? That's a whole nother podcast. Ecclesiastes 3:1 lets us know that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And if you are in your single season now, it is an opportunity for you to embrace the new things and the benefits that the Lord has for you. Additionally, let's not forget the power of connection. I want you to begin to surround yourself with supportive friends and family who uplift and encourage you. Engage in meaningful conversations and deepen existing relationships and foster new connections. Don't be afraid to get out your comfort zone, because out of your comfort zone sometimes is where the beauty of relationships occur. If I was too afraid to move out of my comfort zone, I definitely wouldn't have met my husband. So Proverbs 27:17 lets us know that iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. Stop being scared and find your community. Speaking of community, you're always welcome to be a part of the Road to I Do community. If you'll just go to the notes in this podcast, click the link, sign up, and we'll make sure that you're at it. We're always doing something in there. Finally, I want you to remember to keep the faith. This takes effort and work on your part. Trust in the divine timing of God and believe that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3:5-6, and it lets us know that we should trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So whether you're waiting for the right person to come along or simply embracing this season of singleness, know that there is beauty and that there is purpose in the wait. By practicing gratitude, pursuing purpose, nurturing connections, and maintaining faith, you can truly thrive in the midst of the wait. Thank you so much for joining this particular episode of the Finding Your Heart podcast. I want to let you know that we are taking a break for 2 weeks, just 2 weeks, to reset and get ready for our next season. And this next season is going to be pretty amazing. So if you're interested, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Finding Your Heart and on Facebook at Finding Your Heart to stay in the know when the episodes release. I hope that you have a fabulous day. And remember, pursue those benefits as you're waiting.